Hello, my name is Paul, and this is Stories We Tell. The first season of this podcast will feature stories from around the world. Their copyrights have expired, and various translations are now in the public domain. These are stories that belong to us all, to anyone with the desire to read them. Future seasons of this podcast will also include theoretical works on storytelling, conversations about contemporary stories, and, in particular, discussions about film as a medium for their expression. So, thank you for tuning in, and without further ado, let's begin. Hello, this is Paul, and thank you for tuning in to the first episode of Stories We Tell. So, in order to avoid getting over my head too quickly, I wanted to start with something rather simple and familiar, which is the story of Hansel and Gretel, as recorded by the Brothers Grimm in the first release of Grimm Fairy Tales, which was published in 1812. So I wanted to start this off by trying to provide a little bit of context. So this is a reading of the Wikipedia entry for Hansel and Gretel and concerns the changes made across versions and editions published by the Brothers Grimm. The Brothers Grimm made several alterations to the story, which progressively gained in length, psychological motivation, and visual imagery, but also became more Christian in tone, shifting the blame for abandonment from a mother to a stepmother associated with the witch. In the original edition of the tale, the woodcutter's wife is the children's biological mother, but she was also called stepmother from the fourth edition, released in 1840. The Brothers Grimm indeed introduced the word stepmother, but retained mother in some passages. In the 1810 pre-publication manuscript, the children were called Little Brother and Little Sister, then named Hansel and Gretel in the first edition. Okay, let's begin. Hansel and Gretel. A poor woodcutter lived on the edge of a large forest. He didn't have a bite to eat and barely provided the daily bread for his wife and two children, Hansel and Gretel. It reached a point when he couldn't even provide that anymore. Indeed, he didn't know how to solve this predicament. One night, as he was tossing and turning in bed because of his worries, his wife said to him, "Listen to me, husband. Early tomorrow morning, you're to take both the children and give them each a piece of bread. Then lead them into the middle of the forest, where it's most dense. After you build a fire for them, go away and leave them there. We can no longer feed them." "No, wife," the man said. "I don't have the heart to take my own children and abandon them to the wild beasts, for they'd soon come and tear them apart in the forest." "If you don't do that," his wife responded, "we shall all have to starve to death." She didn't give him any peace until he said yes. The two children were still awake because of their hunger, and they had heard everything that their mother said to their father. Gretel thought, "Now it's all over for me," and began to weep in pitiful tears. But Hansel spoke, "Be quiet, Gretel. Don't get upset. I'll find a way to help us." Upon saying this, he got up, put on his little jacket, and opened the bottom half of the door and crept outside. The moon was shining brightly, and the white pebbles glittered in front of the house like pure silver coins. Hansel stooped down to the ground and stuffed his pocket with as many pebbles as he could fit in. Then he went back into the house. "Don't worry, Gretel. Just sleep quietly." And he lay down again in his bed and fell asleep. Early the next morning, before the sun had even begun to rise, their mother came and woke up the children. "Get up, children. We're going into the forest. Here's a piece of bread for each of you, but be smart and don't eat it until noon." Gretel put the bread under her apron because Hansel had the pebbles in his pocket. Then they all set out together into the forest. After they had walked a while, Hansel stopped still and looked back at the house. He did this time and again until his father said, "Hansel, what are you looking at there, and why are you dawdling? Pay attention and march along." "Oh, father," said Hansel, "I'm looking at my little white cat that's sitting up there on the roof and wants to say goodbye to me." "You fool," the mother said. That's not a cat. It's the morning sun shining on the chimney. But Hansel had not been looking at the cat. Instead, he had been looking at the shiny pebbles from his pocket that he had been dropping on the ground. When they reached the middle of the forest, the father said, Children, I want you to gather some wood. I'm going to make a fire so you don't get cold. Hansel and Gretel gathered together under some brushwood and built quite a nice little pile. The brushwood was soon kindled, and when the fire was ablaze, the mother said, Now, children, lie down by the fire and sleep. We're going into the forest to chop some wood. When we're finished, we'll come back and get you. Hansel and Gretel sat by the fire, and when noon came, they kept eating their little pieces of bread until evening. But their mother and father did not return. Nobody came to fetch them. When it became pitch dark, Gretel began to weep, but Hansel said, Just wait a while until the moon has risen. And when the full moon had risen, Hansel took Gretel by the hand. The pebbles glittered like newly minted silver coins and showed them the way. They walked the whole night long and arrived back at their father's house at daybreak. Their father rejoiced with all his heart when he saw his children again, for he had not liked the idea of abandoning them alone in the forest. They walked the whole night long and arrived back at their father's house at daybreak. Their father rejoiced with all his heart when he saw his children again, for he had not liked the idea of abandoning them alone in the forest. Their mother also seemed to be delighted by their return, but secretly she was angry. Not long after this, there was once again nothing to eat in the house, and one evening Gretel heard her mother say to her father, The children found their way back one time, and I just let that go. But now there's nothing left in the house except for a half loaf of bread. Tomorrow you must take them back farther into the forest so they don't find their way back home again. Otherwise, there's no hope for us. All this saddened the father, and he thought, It'd be much better to share your last bite to eat with your children. But since he had given in the first time, he also had to yield a second. Hansel and Gretel overheard their parents' conversation. Then Hansel got up and intended to gather pebbles once again, but their parents had locked the door. Nevertheless, he comforted Gretel and said, Just sleep, dear Gretel. The dear Lord will certainly help us. Early the next morning, they each received little pieces of bread, but they were much smaller than last time. On the way in the forest, Hansel crumbled the bread in his pocket and stopped as often as he could to throw crumbs on the ground. Hansel, why are you always stopping and looking around? Asked the father. Keep going. Oh, I'm looking at my little pigeon that's sitting on the roof and wants to say goodbye to me, Hansel answered. You fool, his mother said. That's not your little pigeon. It's the morning sun shining on the chimney. Now their mother led the children even deeper into the forest, until they came to a spot they had never been to before in their lives. Once again, they were to sleep by a large fire, and their parents were to come and fetch them in the morning. When noon came, Gretel shared her bread with Hansel because he had scattered his along the way. Noon went by, and then evening passed, but no one came for the poor children. Hansel comforted Gretel and said, Just wait until the moon has risen, Gretel. Then I'll see the little breadcrumbs that I scattered. They'll show us the way back home. When the moon rose and Hansel looked for the breadcrumbs, they were gone because the many thousands of birds that fly about the forest had found them and gobbled them up. Nevertheless, Hansel believed that he could find the way home and pulled Gretel along with him. But they soon lost their way in the great wilderness. They walked the entire night and all the next day as well, from morning till night, until they fell asleep from exhaustion. Then they walked for one more day, but they didn't find their way out of the forest. They were now also very hungry, for they had nothing to eat except some berries that they had found growing on the ground. On the third day, they continued walking until noon. Then they came to a little house made of bread, with cake for a roof and pure sugar for windows. Let's sit down and eat until we're full, said Hansel. I want to eat a piece of the roof. Gretel, you can have part of the window since it's sweet. Hansel had already eaten a good piece of the roof, and Gretel had devoured a couple of small round windows, and was about to break off a new one, when they heard a shrill voice come from inside.
"Nibble, nibble, nibble, I hear a louse. Who's that nibbling on my house?"
Hansel and Gretel were so tremendously frightened that they dropped what they had in their hands, and immediately thereafter a small, ancient woman crept out of the door. She shook her head and said,
"Well now, dear children, where have you come from? Come inside with me. You'll have a good time."
She took them both by the hand and led them into her little house. Then she served them a good meal of milk and pancakes with sugar and apples and nuts. Afterwards, she made up two beautiful beds, and when Hansel and Gretel lay down in them, they thought they were in heaven. The old woman, however, was really a wicked witch on the lookout for children, and had built the house made of bread only to lure them to her. As soon as she had any children in her power, she would kill, cook, and eat them. It would be like a feast day for her. Therefore, she was quite happy that Hansel and Gretel had come her way. Early the next morning, before the children were awake, she got up and looked at the two of them sleeping so sweetly, and she was delighted and thought,
"There'll certainly be a tasty meal for you."
Then she grabbed Hansel and stuck him in a small coop, and when he woke up, he was behind a wire mesh used to lock up chickens, and he couldn't move about. Immediately after, she shook Gretel and yelled,
"Get up, you lazy bones! Fetch some water, and then go to the kitchen and cook something nice. Your brother's sitting in a chicken coop. I want to fatten him up, and when he's fat enough, I'm going to eat him. But now I want you to feed him."
Gretel was frightened and wept, but she had to do what the witch demanded. So the very best food was cooked for poor Hansel so that he would become fat, while Gretel got nothing but crab shells. Every day the old woman came and called,
"Hansel, stick out your finger so I can feel whether you're fat enough."
However, Hansel stuck out a little bone, and the witch was continually puzzled that Hansel didn't get any fatter. One evening, after a month had passed, she said to Gretel,
"Get a move on and fetch some water. I don't care whether your little brother's fat enough or not. He's going to be slaughtered and boiled tomorrow. In the meantime, I want to prepare the dough so we can also bake a cake."
So Gretel went off with a sad heart and fetched the water in which Hansel was to be boiled. Early the next morning, Gretel had to get up, light the fire, and hang a kettle full of water.
"Make sure that it boils," said the witch. "I'm going to light the fire in the oven and shove the bread inside."
Gretel was standing in the kitchen and wept bloody tears and thought, "It would have been better if the wild animals in the forest had eaten us. Then we would have died together and wouldn't have to bear this sorrow, and I wouldn't have to boil the water that will be the death of my dear brother. Oh, dear God, help us poor children get out of this predicament." Then the old woman called,
"Gretel, come right over here, to the oven."
When Gretel came, she said,
"Look inside and see if the bread is already nice and brown and well done. My eyes are weak. I can no longer see so well from a distance, and if you can't see, then sit down on the board and I'll shove you inside. Then you can get around inside and check everything out."
The witch wanted to shut the oven door once Gretel was inside, for she wanted to bake her in the hot oven and eat her too. This is what the witch had planned, and why she had called the girl. But God inspired Gretel, and she said, "I don't know how to do it. First, you show it to me. Sit down on the board, and I'll shove you inside." And so the old woman sat down on the board, and since she was light, Gretel shoved her inside as far as she could, and then quickly shut the oven door and bolted it with an iron bar. The old woman began to scream and groan in the hot oven, but Gretel ran off, and the witch was miserably burned to death. Meanwhile, Gretel went straight to Hansel and opened the door to the coop. After Hansel jumped out, they kissed each other and were glad. The entire house was full of jewels and pearls, so they filled their pockets with them. Then they went off and found their way home. Their father rejoiced when he saw them again. He hadn't spent a single happy day since his children had been away. Now he was a rich man. However, the mother had died. And that concludes Hansel and Gretel, as recorded and published by the Brothers Grimm in 1812. This is the original publication of this story, as far as I'm aware, at least. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you tune in next time. Don't forget to subscribe so you get notified whenever I post a new episode. Thanks again. Take care.